Nathan, after challenging either side of half time, you must have been pretty disappointed with the last quarter.
Yeah, first quarter and last quarter were poor. Game goes for four quarters, so you can't play two and expect to get the result. So that was, yeah, it was, the good was good and the bad was bad, and there wasn't a lot in between.
How much did the 6 day break affect the goals in the last quarter?
I don't know. That has an impact. It all goes into the mix, but. You know, it's no excuse for the first quarter and the way that we were unable to execute the plans that we had in place and be able to put any pressure on the opposition and get the game on our terms through field position at all. There were some things that we went in with that we just didn't execute, and you know, getting the back foot pretty quick, it's asking you to do a little bit of work to get back into the game.
What do you put that contrast down to being so good in some patches and then just terrible in others, but nothing much in between?
Yeah, I think we knew we were coming up against a good side on their home deck. Field position's king when you come to Domain in particular. It's a narrow ground. It should be easier to defend your front half and keep the ball in there. We were unable to do that at all through the first quarter. We didn't get access to our front half. But that's probably where it is. As soon as you give West Coast field position and allow them to play the style that they wish to, it's pretty hard to impact that. So we lacked the ability to be able to control that enough in the first and last quarters in particular. Starts with stoppage. We gave up 9 goals in the first and last quarters. We gave up 9 goals 4 from stoppage. And the biggest points differential in the game was a stoppage one. So we got smacked in the first quarter, smacked in the last quarter, and it was costly.
Nathan Nui's influence on the game, was he probably the most pivotal figure you talked about at stoppages?
Yeah, look, we thought that we were able to. Brodie Grundy's still a young ruckman. Mason Cox is playing his second game. We thought that they battled away. Yeah, but we were never really expecting to be able to dominate around clearance, but we wanted to square it up. Through the second and third quarters, our midfielders were able to hunt the ball and negate a lot of the influence of Nat Nui or the West Coast mids, and we actually got good field position from clearance. I think we were plus 3 or 4 in clearances through those second and third quarters, but outside of that, I think we were minus 13 or 14, which was costly in the end.
It would have been easy to have a letdown game from Mason, but a couple of goals and he showed a bit again.
Yeah. He's still getting his hands to another 3 or 4 that he's not clutching at the moment. But yeah, he's a young bloke, but he's young to the game and he's still learning it. But for the most part, his effort's been pretty good. Even playing on this size ground, it's a totally different experience to playing at the G, and he'll learn from it.
How's Scott Pendlebury? Didn't appear to start a lot of centre bounces in the centre square, and he only kicked it 8 times, even though he's pretty influential with his 29. Is he okay?
Yeah, look, he was a bit sore through the week, and it was touch and go whether we were going to play him or not. But he got through final fitness test this morning and was cleared to play. And my philosophy and our philosophy at the club is as soon as you pull the boots on, you're on game day, you're 100% fit, and Pendle's. Yeah, it didn't let us down.
Was his unavailability, for want of a better term, in the sense where influential in how that went for you guys at times?
Oh, in the middle?
Yeah.
No, I mean, in the end, he was in there in the first quarter. We thought DeGoey, Crisp, Greenwood, Treloar were the ones through that second and third quarter that really did the damage inside for us or negated and gave us some opportunity out of that, the clearances. But no, I think Pendles and Steele, were less in there through that period, so that we didn't lose anything from that.
How are Sinclair and
Langdon? Sink's obviously got that elbow to the chin. We thought that initially he was going to be out for the rest of the game, but his concussion test came back fine, and we're able to get him back on for the last 5 or 10. But I think he's feeling okay now. Langdon's injured his ankle. We'll know more once we get the full report from the docs, but he wasn't able to come back clearly.
Are you all clear other
than that? Yeah, I think so.
Should we wait? You've got Carlton and Brisbane in the next 2 weeks. Should we wait until those games to judge where your season's at and what you can get out of it?
Oh, you can only ever judge on what you're seeing right now. You know, we came across, I think what you saw today is about where we're at. You know, we can play football that can challenge and question, and some of the, you know, West Coast are one of the better sides in the competition. But we're not playing four quarters, so I don't think we put in a four-quarter performance yet this year. So, you know, that's our challenge, and that's our expectation. West Coast are a unit that have played, you know, 4 or 5 seasons together. I think 5 or 6 of them haven't played 100 games, but everyone else is sort of up and about. We're still building that shared experience and learning the capacity to be able to play the way we want to play for four quarters. 7 players less than 25 games today, but if we can do it for 2, why can't we do it for 4? So we need to be able to do that, and the 6 days' time against Carlton is our next opportunity.
Do you get anyone back next week?
Don't know.
Does Travis come into the
question? We'll find out about how he comes up after last week. Both Travis. Were you asking
about...
Yeah,
Travis Parker and Travis Clark, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think our two's had a good win off a really disappointing performance last week, so I think there's a few more boys that are advancing their prospects, but yeah, we'll have a look at that when we get back.
One goal for the cloak, I mean, it doesn't scream off the page, but are you looking more than just purely goals and whatnot for him?
Yeah, it's work rate and contest, but we'll have a look at that when we get back.
Would you consider playing cloak and box together in the same team?
Yes, we would. Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you.